It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Today's program has been pre-recorded. Now a special Talk Radio 1210 WPHT presentation. It's Readin', Writin', and Reason. Now here's your host, Dom Giordano.
Hey, welcome into Readin', Writin', and Reason with Dom Giordano, Dan and Henry producing. And this week, we have a big guest. We have Randall Wegner. He is from a lawyer from the Independence Law Center. He's involved. He's going to break down what the heck happened in the Emory H. Markle Middle School in Hanover, Pennsylvania. It is the Southwestern School District where the school installed windows in two gender-inclusive bathrooms. The bathroom stalls remain private, but the windows allow those standing or walking in the hallway to see inside the bathroom. Now, all this, you're thinking, what, Tom? This is nuts. I'm Readin', Writin', and Reason. Well, it is. All this part of the contention on so-called gender-inclusive bathrooms. So the school district was wrong. I think you're going to hear the education lawyers say this was a violation of privacy, but he understands sort of this turmoil that's going on in school districts. We had, again, this week here locally, the Central Bucks School District. They are in the process of getting rid of their policy that they deemed controversial, the policy which went into effect last year with the outgoing school board, was to say that you play the sport that is your biological sex at birth. How's that controversial? What's controversial is putting in someone who's gender fluid or transgendered or whatever term they'd like to use to play against girls. And when you bring up Title IX, the wonders of women's sports, why would we risk it by doing this? Well, because of agenda. That's why. Watch for that in the Central Bucks School District. And we'll have more. We have a special guest. We have the attorney coming on from the Independence Law Center in our second segment today on Readin', Writin', and Reason to tell us about these surveillance windows and how all this went awry. Well, one of the things that's gone awry in America's schools, and one of the mantras of this show, this podcast, Readin', Writin', and Reason, it is about parental rights. We believe in parental rights. That's holy here, and a lot of people don't respect that. In Michigan, the Michigan Supreme Court this week denies an appeal of a parent seeking school documents. The Supreme Court there said Michigan parents can't request some school curricula under public record acts. The state's top court said that this Rochester, Michigan parent who requested the curriculum for a class held in a Rochester public school was unable to do that. That's what they ruled. It was materials for a high school class titled A History of Ethnic and Gender Studies. The district argued the law did not require to provide records held by teachers, but the parent said, just as I'm saying, what about parental rights to see what went into a course like this? Why couldn't they be accommodated? Well, this is ongoing. But again, does it seem unreasonable, this parental request, to see the curricula that was involved in what appears to be a pretty controversial course? I would say no, but we're going to see this play out again and again and again. You're going to see battles over that coming up across the country. Something that is coming up in many places, too, is a very difficult situation in schools. It's a Reuters survey headline, "An American Education Classrooms Reshaped by Record Migrant Arrivals." They say the arrival of more than 500,000 school-aged children since 2022, I think it's more than that, has strained school budgets and left educators grappling with language barriers. You have kids coming here speaking Spanish or any number of other languages. And the dateline on this, or the place they went to first for this Reuters survey, was Charleroi, Pennsylvania. Remember the guest that we had on there? I believe out of the 60 kids in their kindergarten class in this small town, 45 of them did not speak English. I believe they're Haitian. And again, this puts an incredible strain on a school district, both the budget, but then the language barriers, the cultural barriers. They're not equipped to handle an influx like this, particularly a small town like this. So what is the lesson? Well, we can't have this staggering migration, many times illegal, even and or people that are coming here under some special guidance from the federal government. If they're plopped down, even in a place like New York, it's difficult, let alone Charleroi or Springfield, Ohio. And this Reuters story talks in great detail about the staggering numbers, the money, the overcrowding, and then the language barriers. All right, one story to end on, too. High school officials in a school district around this issue of girl sports with somebody who's transgendered playing here. It's the Bow High School in Bow, New Hampshire. Parents of students at Bow High School complained to the school's athletic director after they were told their girls' soccer team would play against an opponent with a biological male on its team. Officials told the parents nothing could be done to prevent it because of a ruling by a federal judge. So what happened is some of the parents decided to show their support for biological females by wearing pink wristbands with XX on them. Get it? And as a result of that, they were banned. One parent complaining, my daughter's playing in the homecoming game this weekend, and I'm banned until the 23rd. I can't even be there for her homecoming game. The moral of the story is you're going to see more and more of this battle going on nationwide. And I think the only thing that will change it in another direction is if the Trump campaign wins, they're on record, they will change these things. If they don't, I think the Harris administration will continue with them. They see it differently. And they will say the Department of Education, et cetera, should continue to go down the path that we're on right now. You'll see more and more of it nationally. At the college level, you're seeing all kinds of volleyball teams who will not play a team. Utah State was the most recent that apparently has a biological male at some level in college volleyball, which can be very dangerous, spiking the ball, et cetera. You get somebody who is good, bigger, stronger, all that, that could be a problem. All right, so that's the story this week around reading, writing, and reason and some of these big issues that are happening in schools. Coming up, though, special guests, we're going to talk with Randall Wegner from the Independence Law Center. They're kind of an offshoot of the Family Institute in Pennsylvania. How did a school district put in surveillance windows in gender-inclusive bathrooms, just gender-inclusive, and then they said they were given that guidance by the Independence Law Center? They deny it. They're going to lay out why. That's coming up here on Reading, Writing, and Reading. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Reason. I'm gonna teach ya. Hey, welcome into Reading, Writing, Reason with Dom Giordano. The Independence Law Center has been around for a while, and the Family Institute. They are conservative outfits, and a school district that shockingly this week, it became known, had put in surveillance windows in gender-inclusive classrooms, said that they were advised to do that by the Independence Law Center. Here's what Randall Wegner from the Independence Law Center told me about that. He denied that, and he laid out the case against these surveillance windows. Randy, welcome to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us again.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So where do we get this story, this crazy school district? You consulted with them on what? How to deal with the gender-inclusive directives?
Well, we help a lot of school districts with a lot of issues, including bathroom and locker room privacy, girls' sports issues, parental rights, pronoun issues. So we have represented the school, and really what we, the advice that we give to all schools is more privacy, the better. And there's good ways to create privacy. You want complete privacy from the opposite sex. And so we always say that the privacy of a restroom starts at the door of the restroom. It doesn't start at the door at the stall, because the stall is just there for the minimal privacy you expect from someone of the same sex, not what you want from the sounds, from the sight, looking in at stalls. That doesn't give you any privacy from the opposite sex.
Why did the Southwestern School District have to do this, Randy? Because, you know, we have on Moms for Liberty and others. They had that big lawsuit, et cetera. Did they try to resist the gender, so-called gender inclusive?
Well, this is a school board coming after another school board. And so there was another school board with a policy that set up gender inclusive restrooms in some of their schools. Sometimes you have a school that follows advice, and sometimes you have a school that doesn't. And so the right way for a school to deal with privacy, if they've got a multi-user facility, and want persons of the opposite sex in those spaces, you get rid of the multi-user facility, and what you create is a bank of single user, just like you'd have at a coffee shop. If you're walking into a coffee shop, and there's a door, and people of both sexes can use it, but just one at a time with full floor to ceiling.
The school board said they put this in to prevent vaping, drug use, bullying, or cutting class, but then no such windows were placed in any of the other bathrooms. I mean, I'm astounded. There's got to be more of a backstory here, Randy, to think that people are going to say, whoa, you know, we may oppose what's going on here with various groups shoving this type of bathroom situation, but you can't put in surveillance windows.
Well, and what's really interesting, what this situation has pulled out is really interesting, because we've been fighting for privacy issues for years. We've sued schools and representing students, and we've represented schools, and oftentimes we'll hear progressive groups saying, well, you know, it really doesn't matter. You can have a boy who identifies as a girl using the space with a girl. This is all fine. And suddenly everybody's agreeing. And this part is refreshing, that folks are saying, wait a second. People shouldn't be overhearing you when you're using the bathroom. People shouldn't be seeing you. So I think there's something very valuable that's coming out of this when progressive groups are finally admitting what we all know.
Yes, that's exactly why I see, in addition to the, in my words, the buffoonery of the school board, the silver lining is it underlines, and what you said, if doable, I mean, how many students are you going to have? I don't know if you guys have any statistics on that. I think it's often fairly rare, even though it's trending toward not being, that say they are gender fluid and or they are transgender. They could be accommodated by some single use, one person at a time bathrooms.
And you know what? We find that a lot of students, regardless of whether they identify with the opposite sex or if they identify as their sex, they like single user facilities. There's a privacy that's afforded there that's just awfully nice. And so I think increasingly you're going to have schools recognizing, particularly with the new construction, that let's just do this the right way, right. And we're not going to have to deal with problems. But
to that point, Randy,
just
a curiosity too. I know that by the time I had stopped teaching and got into this, it was a year or two after that, a little bit more. Many school districts now have abandoned showering, even after sports or whatever. Because we're living in an era where people have a lot of difficulty with that. Back to the single-use thing, even though society would say we're freer, kids don't want to do that. They store stuff in these shower rooms or something of that. Yeah. How does that...
You don't use the shower rooms. You just store stuff there.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're hearing that. We're hearing that increasingly with schools. And when we've suggested single user options, schools have said, you know what, I think kids will use them more in situations like that. And so there's ways to do it where you can afford everybody 100% privacy like you would in your own home. And so my hope out of a story like this is that we can build a greater consensus of the right way to do things, that privacy really matters, and moving forward we can think outside the box and do it right. Because, you know, even when we talk to architects, they get confused when we start talking about, like, how would you do this in a school and do it right where everyone is afforded privacy? There's a little bit of a learning curve, and then we get back to the basics of, oh, yeah, and then everybody can be comfortable because you can have the privacy that everybody has wanted all along. And it's funny because sex actually matters. So we've spent the last decade trying to pretend that sex doesn't matter, but it does.
It does.
It really does. It matters to something like this. It matters in sports, and it matters a lot of us just in terms of how we go about daily life. Is somebody going to force us to use a pronoun that we feel like is a lie? And what are we going to do in society where we need to learn how to respect everyone, and we need to learn how to do that in a way that's respectful, that isn't forcing other people to just by our ideology, by our way of thinking. America's pluralistic, and we need to learn how to live with each other.
Randy, thank you very much. Independence Law Center, as always. Thank you, Randy.
Hey, thank you.
All right, that is our guest this week from the Independence Law Center. Each week, we bring you the very best parental rights, the cost of schools, trends in parenting, and all that. Wherever you get your podcasts or on Talk Radio 1210, tell people about it, please, particularly in this election cycle. There's a lot of big issues right here on Reading, Writing, and Reason.
You need a lesson, gonna bring it to you now. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.